This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Lots of reasons to get yourself that Audacy app. Audacy. A-U-D-A-C-Y. That's on the App Store or Google Play. Just takes a second to download and get yourself set up. And then you can listen to the Sarah and Vinny full show podcast. Yep, the full show. Also, if you listen to the Alice at 97.3, the station, for 1 hour every day this week, you'll have gotten yourself 5 entries into our latest Alice Escape, which is Justin Timberlake in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. More on that coming up. Mm-hmm. But there's just so many reasons to get this Audacy app. Everything audio, everything you want, and it's all for free. Listen to our show live, get all the podcasts. Whenever you want it, we're there.
Happy Monday.
We love being in your pocket. Happy Monday. You can also check out the latest show highlights. I know that Brent and Alex work very hard putting those together each day.
Mm-hmm. It is very hard.
Yeah, hard work.
Because we're like, so much good stuff. I'm not sure, you know, what to choose.
Good save.
Yeah.
So really good save. Stuff to choose from.
Mm-hmm. Well, not save. Only truth.
Okay.
I wanted to mention quickly, because we didn't talk about Survivor last Friday.
It was awful.
It was awful.
I turned it off before Tribal. When that guy got on his knees and that girl was going, "Get up," I went, "I'm out of here."
That he might be. This is a guy who is just the biggest crybaby. So he's just that guy who's emotions are just so raw and so right at the front of his face. Like, he cannot handle anything. If you say a bad word to, if you say a, you know, a snappy remark to him, he storms off and throws a tantrum. If then you say, "I didn't mean to upset you," now he's like, "Oh, they've apologized and the world is perfect." Like, this guy is manic and gone. Spoiler alert. And thank God, because enough.
Spoiler alert before.
Well, I mean, it's been 3 days, 4 days, 5 days.
I am with you.
That guy, sayonara, good riddance. I was so bummed that they lost, because I'm like, oh no, now I got to listen to this guy whinge.
Again.
Just grizzling. Oh, woe is me, poor me.
You know what bothered me?
I'm mad at God.
That was the thing that bothered me more than anything. And I know that you don't believe, and whether or not you believe, it shouldn't even matter in terms of being, like, just disgusted by someone who's like, "Oh, God is here to help me. God got me here. God, how could you make me lose this game? Now I'm in a no-win." I was just like, that is such a bad look for anyone that believes that
anyone.
You just put everything on God is up there going, "Let's get this guy thrown off Survivor. I've decided not to help him."
Right.
Okay,
I'm worried,
dude,
about these football games over here. So I got to make, you know, I'm sorry. I'm worried about these this March Madness. I'm filling out my bracket, dude. I can't be bothered with your Survivor game.
I just turned it off and was like, glad to know that he won't be on the show when I get back to it next Wednesday.
Yeah, what a whiner. Honestly, it's going to be a better show now. Mm-hmm. Now that they're down to three people in that tribe, you think they're going to... I think they're mixing it up, right? They'll split them into two tribes.
I don't know. I just am glad that dude's gone. Oh, bye.
Right. What a relief. That is one of the worst bits of casting. And of course, their tribe just lost and lost and lost. So all we saw was this guy. Oh, it's like three episodes of that
It's really the downfall. I mean, I like Survivor, but it is the downside of the way the game's built is that you end up seeing the sucky tribe more than the others.
Right.
Right in the beginning.
Because they are the ones who are doing all the... Nobody else has to plot and plan.
Right.
Nobody else is kicking someone off tonight. Yeah, just enough. Like, me and John were just so mad. Like, this guy for 90 minutes. That's when you're like, I bring back the 60 minutes show. Enough of this.
Oh, that's when I'm like, click, I turn off, bye.
I just can't bring myself to do it. What if something interesting happens? So then, on TV, so that's Survivor. I feel like this is why I just wasn't thinking about it. I was so glad that he had been kicked off and you and I didn't wind up talking about it last week. So there you go, in case you were waiting on that. The 28th season finale of The Bachelor is at 8 o'clock tonight on ABC. What's crazy to me, I also saw that I think today is like the anniversary of the very first episode, like the first season of The Bachelor. I can't remember. I remember the first Bachelorette, but I don't really remember the first Bachelor. But it was right around, remember, like around the year 2000. I think it was the year 2000 that Survivor started. And Survivor was, for me, groundbreaking. I watched the first 5 minutes and went, John, get those kids to bed. We're watching this together. Like, this is amazing. So Survivor, to me, was the kickoff for all these reality competition shows. And then it became, there were the Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire, Married at First Sight, like those ones were happening. And then The Bachelor, Bachelorette was around the year 2002. So the 28th season of The Bachelor is tonight on ABC. So this is the 28th season finale. This is the end of it. I don't even know who's on it. John watches this thing.
One of the marriage shows, I don't know which one, I'd have to go look at the TV, but Christina's got 78 episodes piled up. It's Love at First Sight or one of those marriage, I can go ask her, but either way, it's just, there are people like them.
Yeah.
And The Bachelor, look, it continues to, you know, what season did you say?
28. No, and that's just The Bachelor. Forget, I mean, there's also The Bachelorette. So I'm not sure if they're lumping those in together, but I think they alternate seasons. So we might be talking about 40-something shows over the course.
So think about a sitcom where the writers and actors and people involved work their ass off to come up with 30 minutes of entertainment, and they're canceled in two seasons. Meanwhile, The Bachelor, all we got to do is get some full-of-himself guy who's handsome enough.
And cute and girls these, and drinks. And that's,
and fill them up with booze, right? And just roll video.
I know.
There's your show.
And I do think, too, because I mean, I've watched enough of The Bachelor and Bachelorette that there is the contingent on there that is actually trying to find love. And then there's, and that's like two of them. And then everybody else is an actor or actress trying to get their big break. They're crying. Right. They're trying to create drama just so that they get featured on the show. It's just a competition for who can wind up being a member of this world, because there are all these other spin-off shows. There's like other competition shows. There's that Love Island or Bachelor Island in Paradise. All of these, if you get into this reality thing now, and that's Survivor people, Amazing Race people, Bachelor, Bachelorette people, Dancing with the Stars, all these people, they all get into the reality machine, and they just keep creating new vehicles for these people. Anyway,
well,
whatever.
If they're good. I mean, Boston Rob got to hang up his hammer. He was a construction guy, right? And that's dude who's making a living on the circuit that you speak of.
In fact, I want to say he's on that Deal or No Deal Island right now.
I think you're right.
And I don't know what the deal is with that. I'm not going to watch. That's also on tonight, by the way. If you're watching it, I hope you're enjoying it. I do like Joe Manganiello.
You like him as a werewolf, but do you like him still?
I don't know. I haven't watched him on anything else. I like him as a werewolf. I liked him as Sofia Vergara's husband. I thought they were very cute for a minute.
Mm.
The Voice and So You Think You Can Dance, those are both on tonight, too. I mean, literally everything that's on TV tonight is born of that first episode of Survivor, the reality competition show. So funny. It's funny. Okay, who is our latest billionaire? His people deny it, but Jerry Seinfeld is supposedly...
Oh, well-deserved.
Well, sure. I mean, you can't begrudge Jerry Seinfeld. Thanks for everything, Jerry. You're amazing.
I mean, it's hard to... Yeah, I mean, when you think about someone who came up with Facebook being a... You go, yeah.
That guy. But Jerry, he's given me so much. I mean, there's so many little things in your life that you... What's the deal with this? You know, like, so many things. Bad lighting photos, you know, the soft talker, close talker, the puffy shirt. I mean, that doesn't even scratch the surface. Turns out Seinfeld, not a show about nothing. It was about money, 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 money. Tons and tons of money. So much money that... They're estimating that Jerry is now a billionaire. Now, his people say no. But Bloomberg says that Jerry's made about $465 million in syndication deals alone, another $94 million from his Netflix streaming deal. He's also made over $100 million from touring since the 1980s, and he owns about $40 million in real estate. They also assume that he has, and I don't know... how people find this information. Everybody knows everything about everyone's finances. Like, you can get maybe a fairly accurate picture of somebody's net worth just by Googling them and typing in net worth. But they're saying here, this estimate made by Bloomberg assumes that Jerry began investing his money beginning in 1990. And so they don't really know. And he has other people to pay, too. So Jerry's rep is calling it inaccurate, but he didn't say how much Jerry's actually worth. I wouldn't be surprised if he's not a billionaire. He's got to be close to it. Sometimes the more money you have, the more you make. So if you just let it sit there long enough, it just becomes more money. These people with their money. Doesn't he have a whole building where he parks 1,000 Porsches?
He's a big car collection. It's part of that Coffee and Cars with Comics show. I haven't watched it, but... I'm a really big fan, and I think that what he did was great. And watching YouTube and what my kids watch today, it's so awful, and it's so not entertainment, and yet it is truly what they like and what they want to watch. And if you gave, I mean, Seinfeld's a little above, you know. Even
kids,
my oldest,
young, right.
Yeah, they're young, but what they watch, I will sit with them and watch it with them just to sort of get an idea of, is this okay for them to see?
Yeah.
And even one of the ladies she watches who just does, she's not even a good crafter. She's the girl who goes, "Hey, it's me." That's her thing. "Hey, it's me." She's not a good crafter. My kid watches it, and I will watch her bust up at the occasional fart joke. There's just,
what is she crafting?
Like,
finger
she'll paint a pair of shoes, or she'll pull apart a stuffy and glue some ears on it and turn it into something else. But none of it comes out like so profoundly great. All of them, by the way, are now selling merch, which is just... When you hear them plug a merch sale, you go, video game players are plugging merch. You could buy back to the game. Like, what? Anyway, I'm a big fan of people like Seinfeld who have, in my opinion, a lot of talent.
Yes, and I begrudge him not a penny of it. I will give him money to keep being Jerry Seinfeld. Oh, that is a funny car. Boy, he really does have a lot of cars, doesn't he?
Yeah, well.
It's a lot of them. On and on it goes. He's a fan.
If Dean was a billionaire, he'd have even more cars, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Dean would know
drive.
How to... Yeah, he wouldn't drive.
He doesn't have that many cars. He doesn't even drive them, though.
They'd be covered in a garage
always
somewhere.
Always gone, too.
Always what?
Always gone.
Well, he's not even here. He's not even there to enjoy him. Yeah, he's like, hey, Bryn, go down. Let's FaceTime. I just walked through my garage. I want to look at my cars.
Just start the engine up for me so it, you know, turns the engine.
Yeah, that's actually a thing.
Once in a while. It is the thing, yeah. It is.
Drive those around the block or at least, you know, for 10 minutes.
Roll them, all the tires are going flat. Oh, that's true.
I mean, looking at Jerry Seinfeld's collection, some of these cars are worth $10 million, $5 million, $8 million, $12 million. Like, these cars are really expensive.
If he sold all those, there's $1 billion in it. How many does he have? Does it say?
It doesn't say an exact number. I can look that up.
I remember the story, though, where he did buy a parking garage in Manhattan, and it was filled with his car collection.
Which is, think about that, right? Like, parking is just impossible in Manhattan. And now, this guy owns one of the garages. He did, probably had to kick so many people out. People were like, I'm paying $30,000 a year for this parking spot, and he just kicked me out.
You know what?
Over 150 cars.
Oh. You wouldn't, I don't know this for sure. I don't know even know how we could check, but I'm pretty sure either Google was renting the parking behind our old building, or they owned it, like bought it outright.
Yeah.
But they were running that Waymo electric self-driving cars
that was
right out of that thing.
That was like the stable for those things.
And there's, well, they are. We're just not there anymore, so we don't see it every day. But that is kind of an example of what money can do.
Yeah,
I think
when
they
you
own
are,
that garage.
Right. And they are, I mean, even at $1 billion, Jerry Seinfeld probably paid through the nose for that garage.
Mm-hmm. It's like they're leasing that area, that garage.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. That's right on Sansom.
Yeah, it's really, was. Remember that one block away from them? Well, those things were just everywhere where we used to work on Battery. You couldn't, you'd get hit by one of those cars if you walked out of the building. Like it was, those Waymo, is that what it was? Or was it Waze or what was
Waymo.
It?
Waymo. Yeah, it was Waymo.
Waymo.
All right, next story. I just love this story.
It is Waymo, I guess I should say. It still is Waymo.
Still is. They're not the ones who, Cruise is the one.
That Cruise is the one.
Okay,
that,
so Waymo's still working it out. Mm-hmm. It hasn't had a disaster yet.
Hasn't run anyone over and hidden the video.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Yikes.
So I love this story. I've loved it since I heard about it. Colin Jost and Pete Davidson went in with another guy, some bar guy, and they bought a retired Staten Island ferry. It's a humongous.
Oh, this is an old story. Yeah, I remember you told us about this.
They bought it in 2022. And then immediately they were like, we don't know why we did this. I was stoned. It seemed like a good idea at the time. And so
that's
they took possession.
Nod. That stuff wears off before you'd be able to make the purchase.
Agreed. I mean, I think what happened too was that they were like, yeah, you know, that sounds fun. We could do something with that. We could make that a fun thing, whatever that might be. And then I think right off the bat, they were having problems finding a place that could take it. Like it's 300 feet long. It's not like just something where you go to your local boat storage place and say yacht club and say, hey, can you make room for us in the slip? Like it's a football field.
Way to manage the details, boys. Good job.
Right. So they spent $280,000 in January of 2022.
And $1 million for a parking spot, right?
Well, like that. It doesn't say anything about the parking here, but I think right off the bat, they were like, well, this is already, now we have this thing that we don't have any place for. So the deal is, though, that they have, it hasn't just been sitting there. They've been planning what they're going to do with this thing. And so there's an architect who is working on how they're going to renovate it. And they're going to, it sounds actually pretty fun. And with Manhattan real estate being an absolute premium, this is like having a floating hotel. It's going to be smallish because it is. It's like, I think it's 65,000 square feet. It's 300 feet long. And the architect is saying, his name is Ron.
65,000?
65,000 square feet. So it's on five levels. It's 300 feet long. I don't know how wide. And it's an old rust bucket of a Staten Island. It actually says Staten Island Ferry on the side. I don't know what they'll change or not. They're both from Staten Island, by the way. Oh, God, look at that. You know, think about, like, a ferry here in San Francisco. We see the ferries all the time. They're I don't know, are they a third the size of this? There are, even just looking at this one picture of it, it's the size of a cruise ship. It's a cruise ship, basically.
A tiny cruise ship.
A very small cruise ship, but still, it's a huge boat.
Cruise ships have like 10 levels. This one seems to have 3.
Well, they're saying here 5, so it sounds like there must be a bottom.
Underground.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right. It looks like max 4. But anyway, they say it's 5 levels, but who knows? Maybe there's a very top deck.
I guess you can.
So
what's it going to be, though? Do they say?
Yes. This is what the architect is saying. By the way, they're saying they're going to put $34 million into this thing. That's what they think it's going to cost. And
boats really are a waste of money, man.
They do seem to be. So it looks like they've freshened up the paint. And it looks like Colin Jost is very much a seaman because he's standing, I don't know, way up on the land and is wearing a life jacket. Maybe he's being hilarious. So this guy says that it's going to be about $34 million. They're calling it a $34 million venue, complete with hotel rooms, 2 restaurants, and 6 bars. It's going to have a lot of things, says the architect. I think right now we have 6 bars and 2 venues operated separately or combined. So they could have this be a docked thing where people can go on and off and enjoy the bars or go see a show. But it sounds like they're going to cruise this thing. It's not a lavish, I'm sure they'll make it. With $34 million to put into it, I guess they can do whatever they want. But they're saying they're going to cruise it up and down the East Coast. They were talking about, I think they're talking about Florida to New York City and just go back and forth. And there it is, between Miami and New York. And by the way, it doesn't operate, under its own power. They would have to have a barge tow this thing. They're talking about
what?
They get you. Yes, they get you on this thing, and there you are. And now a barge, a tug, I don't know what, pulls it down the coast.
Even after the renovations, they have to have it towed?
Yeah, I don't think they're working on the engines. They're just renovating them. They're like, what do we need that for? We'll just...
It's just going to be a floating thing then.
Yeah, it's just a floating. Actually, that's probably what it is. They'll tow it. They're calling it a bar. Although, look, right there, maybe that's when it was in operation. Because that's definitely under its own power.
Uh-huh.
I really don't know. I don't have to. I mean, honestly, it just... I do have this weird fantasy where I have a boat. Especially after we were supposed to win our $1 billion this past weekend.
Not win? Did we check?
Yeah, we didn't win.
I didn't. Man,
yeah, actually, it's up at like $1.1 billion now. I didn't even check my ticket.
Oh man!
But we didn't win, so we're not billionaires. But I would definitely have gone and bought a boat. Like I would go have a boat. Why not? I got $1 billion, and it just does feel like you buy a boat to have a hole into the water to dump money in. That's just what the prevailing winds say about people who own boats. What is it? The first day you get it and the day you sell it, the happiest days. So
I thought you were going to introduce some cool idea. And no. This is not that.
Especially,
sorry, boys. That's not cool at all. Doesn't sound like it's going to work out for you. And recouping your $34 million is going to take a long time.
Yeah. I don't know what it costs to dock that thing every year, but it's got to be pricey. And, they say that if you keep your boat docked all the time, now you're paying for electricity and water. And if you want to live on a boat, it's really, it's in the water. It's freezing. Like, you got to heat it. It's just a money suck. I'm sure they're like, what did we commit to? This seems so cheap. It was under $300,000.
Mm.
I mean... cheap by their standards.
Maybe one of those dum-dums has to, like, they do a rotating, hosting gig where
that's
one
what
of
I
them
was
has
thinking.
To host
right.
the trip yeah. down and the other one's got
the other one flies down there and hosts the trip back. Oh, my God.
That doesn't sound worth the money. I would like to think that, I know that Davidson doesn't have a wife, but you'd think Johansson would jump in and say, dude, no.
Yeah, please divest from that. He's like, now you're taking my money and dumping it into the ocean.
Exactly right.
And in the era of sequels and reboots, this news is not too surprising. Adam Sandler is reportedly working on a script for Happy Gilmore 2. First film came out in 96. Frankly, I don't know why he hasn't done it before now. There's a guy who played Shooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore. His name is Christopher McDonald, and he is, it's so funny, I'm like, who's that, and why is he talking? So I Googled him, and you've seen him in a thousand things. He's one of those guys. Christopher McDonald, who? Oh, the guy I've seen in literally everything.
Yep.
He's just, you recognize him right off the bat, right? Course. I'm like, I can't name one thing I've ever seen him in, but he's absolutely a recognizable face. That guy says that Adam has shown him the first draft of the script. Adam says, McDonald, you're going to love this. I thought, wow, that would be awesome. So it's in the works. Fans demand it, damn it. It's unclear if this is part of Adam's deal with Netflix. All I have to say about this is, Adam, stop doing dramas. I did not like your Spaceman movie. You kind of ruined the book for me. Even the book was a little weak. I don't know, whatever. And I believe that's all I've got time for. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Big news for bald guys after these.
You ready? It's another.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Now we know. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have your tickets to see Maren Morris. Well, more specifically, Jane's got your tickets to see Maren Morris. 6 p.m. all week long.
Lucky.
At 6:05, Jane will give you a keyword that you text to 20357. And easy as pie, you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Maren Morris May 29th at the Masonic.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app, the ultimate audio destination for music, news, sports, and podcasts. With the Odyssey app, you can stream your favorite radio stations, discover new music, and listen to your favorite shows and podcasts on demand. And the best part is you can get your Sarah and Vinny fix on the go. Download the free Odyssey app today.
Sweet.
Odyssey. All right. Odyssey. Here's what's happening. So, mostly cloudy today.
All right.
Maybe some sun breaks, but, you know, weather-wise.
But no rain you're just seeing?
There is rain, not today, but there is rain in the forecast later this week. So, we're still in that sort of kind of wintry, kind of springy on-off thing. One day, my gosh, it's summer. Next day, this. Ugh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Big news if you're a bald guy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This is huge. Go ahead. What do you got?
Is this huge?
Sure. I mean, I got a kid who's losing his hair.
And it's a thing. It actually
absolutely
is.
Absolutely is a thing.
So my hair started to go. I shaved it off and haven't thought about it since. I wouldn't take medicine for it. I certainly wouldn't do this.
Oh,
but I get that it's a thing. And I've been around, I've been in conversations with lots of women. I work at with women. I'm around women. And I've definitely heard this one many times. At least he still has his hair.
Oh.
Jesus. That is really... Wow, how kind of you.
Is that the nicest thing you can say about that guy?
I just... Wow. Hair. It is a thing. And some women really want their man to have their hair.
Yep.
Well, this... And there might be a lady out there who's got a bald guy and is thinking, I want this to be an option. You know? Okay. They want their guy to have his hair back. Here it is. Toupees are in style in a big way right now. They have become hyper-realistic. And it is... So this is something that we've watched women wear wigs forever.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There are women out there in movies and in music that only wear wigs all the time. And you wouldn't even know what their actual hair looks like.
Exactly.
They're just, why would I bother with doing my hair when I can pin it up and throw something on?
Right, just clip it all off and just put in blue hair. I can have any kind of hair I want. Mm. A good
they
wig
say
is expensive,
here,
though.
These things have gotten so much better than they once were. The good ones use real hair that's stitched onto a piece of polyester thin enough to sweat through. Oh. They can glue these to your scalp and give you the exact haircut you want. And you can shower in it and go 6 months before it needs to be reapplied. Wow. The downside is they're not cheap. Good ones cost, they say here, several thousand dollars. And even those don't last a long time. Mm. But if this is something that you just hate the way you look because you don't have a hairdo or you have half a hairdo, this could be the move, especially if you're single and you want to be out there like, you know. Now, my problem, well, I don't care about any of this, but I remember watching this guy on what show was that, Sarah? The six gay guys that would fix you up.
Oh, right. The Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
That. I remember the story of the guy who's not only was his mom like, you have to wear that wig. You look terrible without it. But he was a married guy and his wife didn't even know it was a wig because he didn't take it off.
And he wouldn't let her touch it. And he put the, it was just like a whole thing.
It was creepy how ruled by this hairdo thing this guy was. And they went right at it and said, you got to get rid of that. Let's cut your, you know, you can't.
Let's have a look at you and, like, put you into the real world.
And his mom the whole time on this show was going, don't let them do that and don't let her see you without your hair. Which, how helpful is that?
Not
don't
very.
Let your wife see you without your hair.
Thanks,
she'll
Mom.
Leave you.
I'm not good enough if my without my wig on.
Wow.
I know.
Anyway, that wig that was like taped on, and when they started to peel it up, I was like, gross. That poor guy's head. Yikes. Anyway, they say now these things are incredible. So maybe you want to look into it.
Maybe.
They say that these wigs are still cheaper than hair transplants, which have gotten really good, too.
They have.
So,
really
but I don't
good.
Know what that the cost difference would be. I've never looked into that.
Well, the thing about the hair transplants is once you get a bunch of them done, you're good for a while, yeah? I mean, okay,
I would
maybe
think
overall
so.
You're a little thin, but it's... Those look pretty good. They don't look like the Ken doll plugs like they
no,
used
they
to
look
be.
Great. They yeah. look actually... I know someone and they look incredible.
Yeah.
That said, I don't know what was paid for that. And I certainly don't know how free and easy you can be with $80,000 worth of hair sewn into your head. I don't know what the price is. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, but, I have no idea. Right.
I mean, wouldn't you be like, no, I don't want to touch it. I don't want to shower it.
I don't want to brush it. I'm not going to wash it. I really need these things to stay put. And I don't want to agitate them or upset them in any way.
If you see a hair fly out, you're like, that's $1,000 hair. Anyway, wigs for men. There's a growing movement to normalize it. And the wigs have gotten really good. So toupees. Mm. Maybe that's the solution to your problem.
I was thinking that because the toupee part doesn't grow, it would be hard to you know, so let's say you just covered a bald spot with this thing and it's all stuck on your head with the polyester. And then you get the rest of your hair keeps growing and then you got this little like short patch in the middle. That, I mean, it's a, that'd be like a big maintenance thing. Guys do that, right? Guys go like every 6 weeks to a barber or something or
something like that. I mean, you know, if you're someone who's really concerned about it, I think you'd be
probably
fine with the occasional trim job. I don't know.
Yeah, you know. Don't cut it too short. That stuff up top, that's not real. Oh, yeah. Okay. Thanks for telling me.
I didn't know. Touch the...
Yeah, don't touch that circular cut out there in the middle.
Yeah, yikes. Let's see here. A new study looked at the top jobs people are Googling right now. Amazon, big winner. Oh. Not only in the U.S., but worldwide.
Well, not too surprising. It's huge.
It looked at the last 6 months' worth of searches involving specific keywords. The most in-demand jobs, according to America's Googling habits, Amazon jobs, almost 7 times more searches than second place. Virtual assistant jobs.
Oh.
That is
second place?
That's a personal assistant from home.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Not a bad gig if you can get one, I guess.
If you can get it, yeah. I feel like if I had an assistant, I'd want them to, you know, help me put my shoes on and stuff, you know? Like, what?
Well,
I don't know, that, whatever. Like, make me something to eat. Assist me in feeding my face.
Feeding grapes.
That's your job.
I need someone to give me a little back rub or something. Or
you don't like back rubs.
Whatever people want, though. Like, I don't know. I don't need that much assistance.
Cut the crusts off my bread.
Yeah, could you? Right. Make me an egg salad sandwich.
A lot of tech people are fine with their virtual assistant. They don't need that person in office as long as they're managing their Zoom meetings and their, you know,
answering their email, booking their travel.
The travel's a big part of it as well. Speaking of, flight attendant jobs came in at number 3. Data analyst jobs came in at number 4. Receptionist jobs, 5. The rest of the top 10, software engineers, delivery drivers, HR reps, administrative assistants, and servers. Top 10 jobs in America.
America.
The most Google jobs. I thought this was really interesting and kind of ties into what we just talked about. If you remember, I mentioned that the United States came in at number 23 in the world happiness ranking.
Yeah.
Which isn't super low. Pardon me.
But it isn't top 10.
But it's not top 20, which we've always been in. So this is a drop out of the top 20 for us, and they're saying here, it's because of young people. The young people that were part of the survey tanked our ranking because of, well, there's many reasons, and they mention them here, but part of it is the young people in high school age-ish who went through the pandemic lost a lot. So not
missed
only
out on a lot,
and I would say everybody did,
yes.
But that's a very pivotal age for a person looking to start their life. Now suddenly they're sitting in the house
with their parents and can't see their friends and have no idea what's going on.
No senior trip.
Bored in the house and I'm in the house.
All
bored.
Those things. They say, as someone who's under 30, I'm not surprised in the slightest that the age, this is from the article, that the age or that the ranking was down. We've experienced huge life changes amid the pandemic, a new president, persistent economic anxiety. Is our college paid off or is it not paid off? One of the things. Is abortion legal or not legal? The happiness scores that they have this criteria they use, but young people, not only were they dealing with the pandemic, but you're getting just like the hiding in the house, but people were getting sick.
Yeah.
1.2 million people died from COVID during that period of time. And they also say that young people felt like the not only the division in our country between left and right, but you've got this division between should you wear a mask, should you not?
I know.
There was all of that at these people who are just trying to get fun. Like, what am I going to be when I grow up?
Right.
They say that on top of the economic ramifications of COVID, they say that a lot of people were taking medicines for depression. That went up, especially among young people. Mental health was a problem. So it's just interesting because if you had just looked at, and said, they say here they did, if you had just looked at older generations, the United States would have been ranked way higher, like in the top 10.
Wow.
But among young people, they were not nearly as optimistic and definitely dragged the number down. So I thought that was important. Like,
yeah.
You may look at younger generations and have ideas about who they are or, you know, oh, that person, everybody gets a trophy. We've had a lot of great, and I can't even remember all their names. There were so many. We had a lot of great young people come through here as interns.
Yep.
Tons.
Yep. Willing to work hard and we're just...
And they're out there doing it now. Like, do you remember Lalaine? Was that her name? Like, there's so...
Oh,
like,
I do remember Lalaine.
There's so many great interns that, you know...
So many.
You get away from you and you hope they're out there in the world. But there was a lot of them and, you know, it sucks to see them all get a bad rap because many...
Lumped in as though they... Yeah, because... Right. Exactly. Young people are the future. I believe that children are the future.
Good one. Thanks. Mark that down,
Mark
Brent.
That down. I just thought
she came up with another winner.
Sarah Sayings.
God, the Sarah Sayings are amazing. How do I do
it? Believe that
you're... Oh, you... Yeah, that could be a song, even.
You know, you should write a song with that.
Yeah. I'll
try. Have you ever made a reservation at a restaurant and then no-showed? Like, something happened. Didn't work out. Couldn't make it.
Probably, but these days you just get on your... I mean, if I made a resident, I would usually call and cancel.
A new report says that many restaurants operate on very slim margins. And when you make a reservation for a table and you don't show, they lose money. Mm-hmm. And they're going to start charging non-refundable deposits in order to reserve a table for you.
Oh.
That's in your future very soon.
That's fair.
You better be sure you're going to go.
Some high-end restaurants in bigger cities already charge a reservation fee, which is then deducted from your bill after you show up and dine and drink there.
Right.
There's no specific amount they say. They can charge from between $50 to $100 or $50 per person, depending. And, you know, you might say, hell no.
Right.
Okay. Don't come here. But if you want to be at that, you know, hot spot or you hear they've got the...
It might actually make it easier to get in at a restaurant that you want to go to because people are like, I don't want to pay that reservation deposit. And if you're willing to do it, you know you're going to spend that easily anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is so expensive to eat out now. It's like ridiculous how expensive it is.
They say it also could be easy for them to implement because of apps like Open Table or Resy. They'll just take your credit card when you book and that's how it'll be done going forward.
Right? I wonder if there's a grace period, like if you cancel your reservation within a day or, you know, whatever. Because even a hotel, a lot of times, if you cancel soon enough, you can get your money back in full.
Mm-hmm. That they list the other services that this is a norm. Taking a deposit in order for you vacation homes, resorts, hotels.
Yeah.
They will keep your deposit if you don't cancel by a certain time. And that's doctors, dentists. I just... missed my dentist appointment, and they charged me $27.
Oh.
I mean.
It's a lot less than you would have paid, but still.
Yeah, I didn't mean to miss, you know, these 6 months out things. That doesn't work for someone like me. It's really, I know that you just go, what? You're a grown-up. And I like the dentist. I actually don't mind.
It's called a calendar. It's like you can tell it to give you alerts.
There's lots of stuff going on over here, Sarah. I'm in over my head. I'm just treading water. Anyway, I paid them their money, and I don't know what's going to happen from here, but it is, yes, lots of services will charge
you. You love the dentist. I can't believe you missed a dentist appointment. It's so weird.
I didn't mean to. In fact, I believe I got the phone call. Like Christina said, did you know you just missed your dentist appointment? I was like, oh. And you know what? You want to know what it was?
What was it?
Swim lessons.
No. Do you remember we were on the air? I was working from home that day, and the landline rang.
Yes.
And I just took the phone and threw it out of the room.
That's right.
That was my dentist reminding me for my appointment, and I didn't get that message.
Of course you didn't.
Dumb. I never even went back and checked to see if... Nothing.
Oh,
anyway,
you live and learn. Live and learn. You'll forget those 6 months from now when your next appointment happens.
You live, learn, and you cut a check and drop it off. I was like, I'm not even going to give them I'm not putting a stamp on this. I'm driving it to them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you did.
What do stamps cost? 27 cents now? I'm not wasting that much
money.
Okay,
let's go with 27 cents. It's not 27 65 cents. Or 90 cents or 152 cents.
You don't know, though, do you?
I don't because I buy forever stamps, but it ain't no 27 cents. Like 1984 style, 27 cents.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, non-refundable deposit. No thanks, we'll stay home. Yeah. That's, I imagine some will.
Right.
I also imagine some will
say, I'll take your reservation.
Yeah. You know how many people will go, you know what I don't want to do tonight? Freaking dishes. Let's go out. Like that is, sometimes that's the reason. I just don't want to cook and clean.
Right. I'm exhausted. I've had a day. Let's go out and get something somewhere where I can eat it elsewhere, throw it in the trash there, be done, and come home and just sit down. Not clean.
510 says, that is why they say millennials won't have a midlife crisis, because they had so many bad events happen through their life. Crash of 08, 9/11, COVID. It's happened to everybody. Everyone alive.
You know, poor millennials. Is that you? You a millennial?
Yeah, that's me. Oh,
you poor thing. How you doing? You all right? Is everything okay?
I feel great. Yeah. Things couldn't be better.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear it.
Stoked.
That's not
things
something you hear
couldn't
every day.
Be better?
I feel like things could be better. I mean, we did just lose the lottery, Bryn, in case you didn't remember.
Well, you're right about that, but I'm happy. I'm happy, and that's the most important thing.
I guess
happy
that is the most important thing.
Mostly healthy.
Money doesn't buy happiness.
Eggs a little janky, but...
Listen to this. 408 says, damn it, Vinny. Now we want to know what happened with the guy with the wig. Did his wife stay with him? Or did she even say anything? I do wonder about that.
Yeah, I would love a follow-up on that. What are you looking at me like
that for? I don't
know.
What just happened? You both were like this when I looked up.
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah, we're looking at the same doc because I'm about to do my T's, but my mouse died, so I have it on the I can't use the mouse right now because it's charging, so I have I have it lined up where I can see my T's, and he just like put in 15 returns. So it fell down off my page. I'm like, oh my God.
Yes.
Oh, there's a whole thing going on. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The AI fight starts in Tennessee.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!